Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Reading literature is enriching. I really don't have to tell you that. You know how words can come to life right off a page. But a venue in Yolo County is taking a different approach to experiencing books. Stories on Stage Davis highlights the work of talented writers and authors by pairing their work with actors who read their work in front of an audience. And it has been quite a hit over the years. This week's event will feature a familiar voice, former Morning Edition host Donna Appadoni. But Donna's voice will largely take a back seat. It's her book, Drive Time Meditations, that will take center stage. Joining us now is Donna Appadoni, along with Stories on Stage Davis founder Jerry Howitt and director, actress, and theater educator Janice Stevens, who will be reading Donna's work this Saturday, January 13th. Welcome, everyone.
Nice to be here.
Hi, nice to be here.
Oh, it's nice to hear you, Donna. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's a totally different lifestyle since I left Cap Radio, but I'm doing well.
Good.
Nice to be with
you. You've joined us in the past about your book, Drive Time Meditations, and it's really taken on these different lives since it was being published. I mean, you have a book, you have a podcast, and now you're embarking live on the stage. Did you envision or manifest this journey?
Yeah, I totally envisioned it. But it's still amazing when things happen the way you envision them, you know, envisioning things. But that's really what meditation is all about. That's what these possibilities are all about. So in that respect, it doesn't surprise me. I knew that I was putting meditations together a couple of years ago, largely for myself. And then I started looking at, well, who else could benefit from them, and decided to write them all down, put them in book form for people who want to carry them around with them, especially because of the style of meditations they are. They're more motivational. So I wanted to make sure people who were feeling some anxiety could have those handy whenever they needed them. And then putting them into audio form, a podcast of sorts on Substack, was kind of exciting, using a lot of my audio skills and building on those skills even more. And that's where you really feel the motivation of these entries. That's where you feel those words come alive. It's my voice in those cases, but it's not meditative music. It's not reflective kind of music. It's like, let's get up and go. We've got things to do kind of music. But the message, the verbal message, is still very calm and very encouraging.
Yeah. For people who are just learning about Drive Time Meditations for the first time this morning, you know, we can obviously talk about it and explain it, but I want to give them a taste of what it's like to listen to you. So we're going to listen to the first one. This is Drive Time Meditation, when the world is just kind of difficult to navigate.
We watch the world. It's easy because of technology. It's hard because there is so much going on. I allow my heart to watch as I relax my mind. It's not my job to fix the world. It's my job to have compassion. By focusing on love, I deliver a positive energy. By focusing on empathy, I never feel overwhelmed. By focusing on compassion, I send the kind of vibration I would want to receive.
And that was just an excerpt about trying to find compassion within ourselves when the world is kind of makes it difficult to do so. What inspired this, Donna?
Getting up in the middle of the night and living in the dark, which I was doing at the time that I wrote it, that had a lot to do with it. But it's also that, you know, it's really just those are just the words to represent the lightness and darkness in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, you know, because we all go through those ups and downs. And when we get to the dark parts of life, we say, what's wrong? It's, well, nothing. It's just a balance, and it's just sort of the way we roll through things. So we need those reminders every once in a while that that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. An ebb and flow to life. Jerry, that brings me to you. You're the founder of Stories on Stage Davis. How does Drive Time Meditations fit with what Stories on Stage does?
It's different from anything we've ever done. In fact, we are changing. We're going to have two actors reading so that there's people keep listening more closely. But good literature and good thoughts are our goals. And this really fit in that well.
Why did you create Stories on Stage, Davis?
I think anything comes from a personal passion, and I love reading. And I view myself as the little engine that could, because there's a bunch of people who were involved in this. And I just thought I could pull it off. And we are now halfway through our 10th season. And we did pull it off.
We did. Yeah, you moved from, I think, the second floor, you know, which was a smaller space, and then now you're actually on the gallery.
And we're grateful when we filled the second floor.
Wonderful. So, Janice, that brings me to you. I mean, you have such a long, successful career, you know, in the arts with a lot of it taking place here in Sacramento. What excites you about being part of this?
Well, I'm very excited to have an opportunity to go over to Davis and do Stories on Stage. I did Stories on Stage once here in Sacramento. So when Tim Gaffney got in touch with me, I jumped at it because I also am a fan of Donna's. And so I thought, oh, anything that she's written, I would love to voice. So
it's mutual, Janice. It's mutual.
Thank you.
Yeah, Janice, your voice was part of a Netflix documentary last year, which was you were a narrative voice for Katharine Hepburn, which is, you know, obviously a legend, no small feat to accomplish. How do you prepare for voice work?
Well, that was such a serendipitous experience because I had some screenwriter friends in Los Angeles who actually were in Maine while I was working at a theater out there doing Shakespeare and learning the Katharine Hepburn one-woman show that I did and still do. And they saw in the trades that this company in London, Salon Pictures, was looking for somebody to do this narrative voice for Kate Hepburn. And they got in touch with me and said, do you want us to throw your hat in the ring? I said, oh, sure. Never gave it a second thought. And suddenly, you know, 3 days later, I get an email from the company in London, and they want me to do this with the proviso that they audition me a little bit. So I was staying up late at night recording sections of their script and then sending them. It was all just craziness. And sat in a sound studio here in Sacramento and with the director in London on Zoom in my ear. Anyway. Preparing for it, I mean, I have been doing this one-woman show about Kate Hepburn for quite a while, so I had my voice for her ready to go.
That is a very strong foundation.
Yeah.
that helped with that documentary. Donna, do you and Janice work together? What is the prep that goes on behind the scenes before people are going to actually take in on Saturday?
We have not met. In fact, I'm on Zoom right now. She's in studio, so we still haven't met, even though you're hearing us together. And she received a script some time ago, the script being just pages out of my book. I am going to show up on Saturday night for Stories on Stage. I'm going to make a little bit of a presentation before the two actors begin. We won't meet until that night. So the process is... I think the process is very exciting to do it that way. You know, as a performer myself and working with two experienced performers, that gives me juice. That's like, yeah, let's just get in there and do it. And that's where magic happens. So I'll have my part of it prepared. They'll have their parts of it prepared. But that merger is going to be the magic.
Yeah, wonderful. And I would imagine, Jerry, you have a pretty good turnout for Saturday.
We are anticipating that. We've moved all the art statues away. Will be moved away so nobody breaks them.
You know that I talk with my hands, right? So you
I know, I know.
I do as well. That's why sometimes I'll keep my hands in my pocket because I'll hit the mic. I get pretty excited when I talk. You know, before we end, I do want to close with another meditation you sent us, Donna, because I think it's just perfect for this season. The shorter days, you know, kind of like the cloudy, overcast conditions. It's not for everybody. It can be kind of heavy. So let's take a listen once again to an excerpt of about winter, a meditation on winter.
There is light in this darkness. On a clear night, I see the moon and stars. On a cloudy night, there's a glow in the sky from lamps and streetlights. I value the light in any form. It shows me where I'm going. I also value the darkness. Without it, we would have no rest.
You know, Donna, when it comes to your meditations, now that people can subscribe and listen to them regularly, are you coming up with them on a regular basis?
There are 183 of them in this book. So I have some ideas for what might come next. But as far as the finding them online on Substack, there's still many that have not yet been published. So if you get the book, you get all of them. If you listen to Substack, I think I'm up to like 55 or 57 as of today. So ideas are coming up, but nothing is yet ready to go to print or to air.
Can I say bravo, Donna?
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so, when you say, you know, uplifting and enriching and inspiring, it's really just a wonderful thing to listen to when you're getting up, starting your day, regardless of the circumstances that are going on in your life.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the whole point. We all need that, regardless of age, regardless of what we do or where we are. We all need to just reflect just a little bit, but still be motivated.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for still sharing your voice and your heart and your mind with people, because it is very much well received.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. And it's always nice to be here with you, Vicki.
And Jerry and Janice, it was wonderful meeting you. And I know this weekend's going to go great.
It will.
Thank you.
Jerry Howitt is the founder of Stories on Stage Davis. And this Saturday, January 13th, freelance writer, also former Cap Radio Morning Edition host Donna Appadoni's newest book, Drive Time Meditations, will be read in part by director, actress, and theater director Janice Stevens. And that's happening this Saturday. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.